Eita, hola Zimbabwe muhle, welcome. Muchirongwa chedu cheve chirigi, chirongwa The Connection, nyalamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Today is Tuesday, 29 January. Nangu January sehambile. Welcome into our program. The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Today on Tuesday, the 29th of January, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome. Muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Muineni Mike Hove, lilami uMike Hove. With your boy, homeboy, number one Hove, Mike Hove. Ontanga lamhlanje uhlelo, we're touching on something that is both sad, inspiring, and exciting. Last week, on Wednesday the 23rd of January 2019, the world, not just Zimbabwe, the world lost a legend. Tina njengabantu abatsha, isuse vanhu vechidiki, takarasikirwa negamba, salahlekelwa leqhawe langempela, iqhawe lamaqhawe. We saw the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi passing away on January the 23rd of December, January 23. That was last Wednesday. Ontanga, the whole world was mourning. Sibona abantu abasakhulayo. We saw a lot of youths mourning alongside the rest of the world, the rest of Africa. I remember mina ngihlangana labantu who come from different countries, abo Botswana, South Africa, all going to di senzeni. Bekhala ngenxa yokuthi ubaba umuyitha kaona mshakavu Oliver Mtukudzi achithi siya. But ontanga lamhlanje kuhlelo, today in our program, we're looking towards focusing on the legacy that he left behind. Oliver Mtukudzi lived a big life, a great life. He was a philanthropist, he was a musician, he was a father, he was a legend, he was a global icon. As a legacy, he lived to touch so many different youths. He uplifted so many different youths. So I want to hear from you, lamhlanje Zimbabwe muhle, ukuthi what exactly is your thoughts when you hear Oliver Mtukudzi? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Ngikhangela njalo ukuthi ngizabe ngixoxa labasakhulayo, we will be speaking to other youths who have worked alongside this great icon, this great global icon, Oliver Mtukudzi. So ontanga, if you're looking to join the program tonight, join us, please. +1202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also text us on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. But as usual, Zimbabwe Mushe, before we get into tonight's program, let me give you guys a little taster of what we have in store for you tonight. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to youths who have worked with the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. What do you think of the legacy left behind by Oliver Mtukudzi? If you're looking to join tonight's program, +1202-619-2077 is the number to call. You can also text us on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You're tuned into The Connection on Studio 7. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo mgango manzwa. Nasi mchirongwa tukuzea upenyu wa mshakavu wa Oliver Mtukudzi. Ndambotaura ndikati isu sevanhu vechidiki takachema zvikuru last week. Vamwe vachiri kuchema, vachiri kuendera mberi vachichema vachiti aiwa mshakabvu Oliver Mtukudzi, how could you have left us? Sibone ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi takaonawo vamshakabvu takaonawo mshakabvu samanyanga Oliver Mtukudzi passed away last week, mswa 23 January. So kanasi takatarisa kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vanhu vechidiki uyezve vadhara, nekuti Oliver Mtukudzi wasn't just a hero towards the young, but angari hero towards munhu wese weku Zimbabwe, munhu wese weku Africa, munhu wese anogara panyika pano. Saka ndinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi nemaondero yenyu What was Oliver Mtukudzi's legacy? Uyeze, makatarisira kuti, what exactly did you learn? Pamam chitarisa upenyu wava Oliver Mtukudzi. Plus 12026192077. Dio number ya yokuti fonera, kamishinauti fonera, mchirongwa, munu kwanisa utibata pa WhatsApp, pa plus 12026192077. Iyo ifonko, pa plus 12024650318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo, niyaya tinayo mchirongwa. Ilo lutaba silalo ekutwini la mshanje kuhlelo ontanga Zimbabwe wamuhle ngiyalamukela nonke kuhlelo lwabasa khulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami uMikeowe. La mshanje ontanga sixoxa ngempilo eka baba, eka muyi, uSamanyanga uOliver Mtukudzi. UOliver Mtukudzi yena was born in 1953, waze washona ngeviki edluleyo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 29 kaZibandlela 2019. uSamanyanga had lived a very, very lucrative life, a very, very a quality, good life ontanga, ethuthukisa abasakhulayo abaningi, ethuthukisa abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. Simbone njalo, he was the goodwill ambassador UNICEF in Southern Africa. So ontanga, ngifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi umbono wenu mayelana ngempilo kababa umuyi uOliver Mtukudzi umbono onjani. Ngenani kuhlelo ilo lidaba esilalo egudwini lamhlanje. Kodwa singakangeni kuhlelo othi siqhubekele phambili, lingakhohlwa njalo ukushare i-live stream yethu labo ababukelayo kuFacebook. Msakangana ukushare live stream yedu ivo vari kuona upa Facebook. Phinda imchirongwa. All right, joining me in studio right now is Taps Mgadza coming through live via Skype. Hey, Taps, what's good, brothers?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me in the program, bro.
Pleasure.
So, Taps, last week the world lost a global icon. You're a recording artist yourself. You've done a lot of big things. You've been associated with a lot of big acts. What was your take on the legacy left behind by the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi?
You know, I think in terms of legacy, I think he definitely paved the way internationally for a lot of Zimbabwean artists. I would think most of us, or if not all of us, especially as younger ones, you know, just having somebody carry that Zim flag to the world and so proud of where he was from. And even just the style of music that he did, he was so true to being Zimbabwean and being himself. So I think for me, the legacy left behind is just carrying that true culture and just influencing so many people that I don't even think he realizes how many people he touched.
Man, I was on social media when he passed away, and everyone, I saw all the women rocking the black bandanas and the black dukes, hashtag RIP, Duke for Tuku. A lot of people were rocking black when he passed away. Man, he was a global icon. Did he by any chance influence your music?
Absolutely. You know what? I don't know if you guys remember when we did when I did Air Academy back in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime ago. But I remember, like, even just meeting him, and, you know, I remember just watching and seeing him perform and just saying, I want to do that. I want to impact the way he's impacting people. And the new music that I'm actually working on right now, a lot of it actually has a lot of African influence, because I had to sort of go back and sort of revisit my values and sort of where I'm from, and my previous music was good, but it didn't have anything that related where I was from. And seeing someone like Tuku carry that flag, you know, inspired me to sort of go back to the drawing board and say, you know what, though I live here in the U.S., my heart and my blood is Zimbabwean, and that needs to show. Mm-hmm. So that's how he inspired me, just to be a patriot for where I'm from, and also just to love the culture and the music. So, I mean, he's inspired me in such an amazing way. In fact, when he passed away, my friend texted me and said, I don't know if you heard this, but I know you're going to be quite devastated. And he's like, well, and I'm like, what? And it's like, Tuku died. I couldn't believe it. I was like lying in bed. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked, and I didn't think I was going to have the reaction that I did, because I actually broke down, and it was like weird, and I was like, wow, he really meant that much. You know, you don't realize it when he's alive, but when he's no longer here, you're like, oh, this guy really touched me
more
myself. Yeah.
Mhm. Saka vamugadza chimondudzaiwo nerumirwa mai kuti nemaonerenyu vamutukudzi, what was his legacy? What was his life like?
I think upenyu is, it's quite a tough thing to do. I think, honestly, I'm just going to speak in English if that's okay.
Go ahead,
I think his life, honestly, for me, you know, I grew up in an orphanage and music for me was an outlet. It was the only way that I saw a way around the pain that I was going through. And I remember hearing the song Neria, you know, at the orphanage. And at that time, I didn't know who he was. But I think even for underprivileged people like myself, when I was growing up, he left a legacy in terms that he made us see beyond our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
His music took us to places where we could escape, you know, our current reality. And I think for someone to have that legacy of helping people in the midst of this struggle sort of escape, and I think he did that for a lot of Zimbabweans, you know, he helped us escape really difficult situations by the joy he brought through his music. So I think one of his legacies also would just be, you know, bringing a lot of healing and a lot of laughter to a lot of broken people. I couldn't say all that in Shona, so that's why.
No, you're good. Don't stress about it. Don't stress about it. So tell me something. You're becoming something, someone reputable within the American music industry. We saw, like I said, Tuku was a global icon, and his secret, I was on an interview with Heather Maxwell last week, and I was saying, I found it really amusing that Oluvam Tukudzi sang in Shona. But you'd find Asians, you'd find people from Botswana, South Africa, coming to you going, Tonis, and how did he do it when his lyrics were all in Shona? Usually people don't cross that barrier of language, race, tribe. How did he do it?
You know what? I think when somebody truly believes in something, it doesn't matter what it is. If people believe that you are so genuine to what you're doing, they will ride with it. I mean, they will. Here's a crazy thing. I was in Texas 2 weeks ago, and I was at Baylor University, and we were in a group. I was just speaking to a group of students, and one of the students was like, hey, do you know a guy called Oliver Mtukudzi? This is like in Waco, Texas, in the sticks. And he started singing Tonini, and then he said, do you know the song called Vuma? Vuma? Like, and I'm like, how do you even know all of them? Because he's like, oh, he's like, you know, I just love African artists, and he was the number one guy that popped up. And he's like, all the other guys are good, but Oliver, I love so much. And I think because, like I said, because he was so genuine with his music and so true, I think it didn't matter even if he sang in, you know, whatever language. I think just because he was so true to himself that it crossed over. And it's more the connection that people had with the music. Like when they heard it, it touched them somewhere. So even if they didn't understand what he was saying, they knew that they were being touched and that there was something emotionally happening. And so it made them learn a song that they had no idea what it meant.
All right, yeah. Taps, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Nopindam Chirongwa, can I just hold you on the line for 1 second? Let me take a call and then I'll come back to you, bud.
Absolutely.
All right, Murugumunzo, Tapiwa Mgadza, Arku Taurao, Neupenyu, Wavam Mtukudzi, Anza Aiwa, Mtukudzi was very, very humble. Ndanyato Mvunzo, and Kutaps, Taps, Munuese, Panyika, Panupo, Pese, ukaenda ku Asia, ukaenda ku South Africa, ukaenda ku Botswana, munhu wese akuti todi senzen. How is that possible? Nokuti vatuku vaimba nerurimi rweShona. Asi hanzi aiwa, he was uniting people across the whole world regardless. Hanzi nokuti when you are genuine, paunenge uchiimba zvinhu zviri genuine, aiwa, people listen. Woti tatu mlaleli, tiri kunzwa kuti tine muteriri. I hear we have a call ecingweni. Kola muteriri. Hello, hello.
Hi there.
Yebo, unjani baba?
Hayi, no, ngiyakuthanda mina.
Anguzi baba, ngibani okhulumayo?
Ngudumezwe Ndlovu baba, ngikhuluma
Oh, uthe ibizo ngibani Dumizweni?
Dumezweni
Ndlovu. Oh, Dumezweni Ndlovu. Ndlovini unjani baba?
No, ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Mm, ungapi emhlabeni?
Ngisedethe kweZimbabwe baba.
Edethe kweZimbabwe. Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Ndlovini. So awusitshele umbono wakho mayelana ngempilo yeka Muyi uOliver Mthukuzi.
Yebo, ngithi ngifake nje ngesithiwa kahle ngoba ngicela ukukhuluma isithiwa nje ngihlanze. Actually, when we reflect to what Oliver Mthukuzi has done on NSD, I feel the brow of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I remember about Oliver Mthukuzi is that he was a humble man,
mm-hmm.
a man who exercised the multiculturalism. You know, I remember him singing a certain song with Brian Yuma Segela.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it's so sad that sometime last year, we lost the jazz guru in South Africa, his counterpart, Yuma Segela.
Mm-hmm.
Just a year now.
Yeah, it's so sad. Mm. But took his two legends on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, it's so sad. And what I know about Oliver Mthukuzi is that he was a man who had no tribal elements. That's why you see he was God-given. He was God-like. I mean, God gave him more talent, more expression now in music. You know, you'd hear his voice was so void, so sweet with that dynamism. And, you know, his music, it would click, rhyme together. You know, in music, you're talking about the rhythm, his drums, his lira, his electrical guitar, you talk of the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, that was the most sweetest melody in jazz. We call it Afro jazz, very pure.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, tell me something. You know, Uthuku, he helped abantu abasakhulayo abaningi. Which, of course, is why he was the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, focusing on abantu abasakhulayo and, of course, abesifazana. Do you think, Uthi, when we're looking back, young people actually looked at this man and went, man, this is the man I want to be like. Man, this is the man that teaches me how to become a better man, a better woman, a better human being.
Yeah, there's that degree of us as a youthful generation admiring such an icon, because I can't remember reading any bad stories about Oliver Mthukuzi in the press. You see, some people, when they become great, they abuse those talents. But
mm-hmm.
with Oliver Mthukuzi, honestly, if my memory serves me well, he was a man who was so exemplary, gave us a lot of inspiration. And as a youthful generation, you would wish to be close to him. I think Mike Hobey once interviewed me. Of course, I'm not going to say out my name
mm-hmm.
for the moment. When I talked about my novel sometime,
mm-hmm.
and I was almost about to reach this guy through certain friends in Harare to really get, to give me a dating music in my audio novel
mm-hmm.
that I'm still writing. But it's so sad that when I was in that process, we have lost the icon. In the way that we say in our individual, because this guy was very general,
mm-hmm.
very humble. Some people are not approachable.
Got to Nangempela, he was always in proximity.
Oh yes, he was a man who listened. He is ready for anyone from any country, from any tribe. And lastly, always before I go, I want to challenge all politicians to emulate what Oliver Mthukuzi has done. You see, in Zimbabwe, that's why we have a problem, because we are too tribal. Not that tribalism lives in Zimbabwe. That's what I'm saying. Even in our new constitution, politicians should sit down
mm-hmm.
and come up with a new constitution that will always accommodate all tribes. For instance, if we say this year, umnyaka wamatongo wokubusa, Zano PSP, a candidate, Elitonga, MPC, Elitonga. This year, umnyaka wamanambia. This year, umnyaka wamachangan. So that everyone can feel at home. Everyone can feel that he is a Zimbabwean. He belongs to the nation. I think you are always heroes. Again. Ama heroes should be always heroes. This is a pila.
Angithi uyizwile ingoma kaThuku esebuze sithi kanti kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze umuntu athi ngiliqhawe.
Yes.
Mm. Hayi Ndlovini.
That's a powerful question.
Yebo.
That's a powerful question. That leaves a lot of memories. Uze ube power kufuneka ubuntu, diligence, unit of purpose, understanding the cause, the need of helping others. If identify people who are capable, people who should be uplifted even in the economic setup, in the political setup, in music, in football, every sphere of life.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, they can't even see that.
Yebo Ndlovini, ayi siyakuzwa mnumzana, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ye ungaqeda ukuyijayela ingoma yakhe yokucina manje nayitshalo yukumbe liyani ethi totini something like that.
Kulotoni kulophalo rwadzamoyo kulo.
That was a powerful music.
Hayi kule ngoma eziningi kodwa sizazishaya ungasabi Ndlovini, sikhona.
Ngimike ngobe usikhumbuze indoda loka so zasi imisebenzi yakhe izahlala ikhona kungani ngalala ngokuthula ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa, thank you Ndlovini lo ngena kuhlelwa ngithi.
Sharp woke.
Right, Zimbabwe omuhle mamzwa kubva kuna Dumezweni Ndlovu, haiwa naye ari kubvumirana nemuaonro ava mugadza achita aiwa Thuku was an amazing man. What on tanga, please welcome me as we welcome our next guest. Big man doing big things. He's worked alongside Oliver Mtukudzi. Okhona ngale kwele Botswana. He does big things ngale kwele South Africa. He does big things njalo ngale Zimbabwe. Ontanga, please welcome me, join me as we welcome my next guest, uBekezela. Bekezela, unjani putom?
Bekezela.
Yes.
Gilinde ntombiya, gilinde, kiyabuya ta. Sanibonani bakithi makhadi. Hello everyone, my name is Bekezela and I'm happy.
Right, Bekezela, ungenile kuhlelo. Thank you so much for joining us, Lamhlanje.
Bakithi ngiyabonga, kubonga mina kakhulu.
Ngizaqala ngithi ilanga leso bhuti wami sesilahlekelwe liqhawe la ngempela.
Bakithi besizwa kuthini? Lokho esingafuni ukukholwa kodwa ke hayi, I'm sure isi interview yami yesibili. Sengikwamukele. Sengikwamukele ukuthi hayi iqhawe lihambile. Njengoba umlaleli oqeda kusuka ecingweni echilo ukuthi intaba enkulu bakithi idilikile.
So, Bekezela, tell me something. When you are one of many youths who have had the pleasure of not just being in the presence of this great global icon, but working alongside him, what was that experience like?
Well, the experience was really quite amazing. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's for me, it felt really personal, you know. Because I was actually taking a button that was passing for me. Like I'm saying that sounded really weird, you know, because his last show that he did in Bulawayo, his very last show, we did it together with the headlining act. Mm-hmm. So we spent the whole day together, from the breakfast show that we did on Sky's Metro FM, right up until the time of show, which was around midnight. So as he didn't speak much, and he was a giant literally because he was really tall. So he was a giant with a big heart. He was a giant with a big heart. Mm-hmm. I remember at one incident we were seated by Havelis there having breakfast. And then one fan couldn't hold himself. He just went straight to him and, you know, was trying to, you know, shake his hand. And he's busy, you know, with a fork and knife in hand. Mm-hmm. And the bodyguards were stopping the guy. What he did, he said, give him a seat. Let him sit down until I finish eating. And then he can have his picture. Mm-hmm. He was humble like that. And then he turned to me and said, Bege, you can't speak at all. Because this is what you chose, you know. And so he taught me that I can never say no to my obligations as an artist, either to my fans or to media or to anyone, as long as I chose that I am an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't care. The fans, they want their picture. They want to talk to you. You are in the mood or you are not. Mm-hmm. And if you look at everyone who's posting tributes on social media, almost everyone has a picture with Oliver Mtukudzi. That's insane. Almost everyone has a picture. That's how approachable and humble he was. So for me, I took it really personally, you know, because, again, I had been waiting for him to come into studio, that we finished the song that we were supposed to do together. and we were supposed to do another show in Harare in Feb. But the promoter came back and said, no, Mdara is very sick, so the show might not happen. So I was like, already seated with bated breath, like, okay, so I've been waiting for him to get into studio, and this show might not happen. So I took it really hard, but I've accepted now, yeah.
So tell me something. Ubaba Mthukudzi, he was someone, like you have explained, he's someone who has taken it upon himself. When we're looking at young people in Zimbabwe, what do you think they should look at when they are talking about legacy? What do you think they should focus on so that bona ba qaluze thuthukisa njengabantu abasha?
Well, ngisasemusha lami ngingazikhiphi khona
lapho. La ukhona vele ephepheni lami. La ukhona.
Besixoxa ngakho lo mna wami uBerita. You would understand ukuthi uBerita is only artist to have a song with both Hugh Masekela and Oliver Mtukudzi.
Oh my God.
You know, and so she travels extensively, no baba, a lot. And part of our plans in 2019, we ukuthi asibuyele ekhaya kobulawa, since sihlale South Africa, sisebenzela khona, see a give her back, send her something ekhaya, and besinikwe the festival yethu. Sase sicela ubaba uMtukudzi wavuma ukuthi don't worry, I'm going to be assisting you khona ngapho ngentweni eliyenzayo, nathi siyamsupporta ku-solo festival yakhe. I-point engiya kuyo yikuthi abatsha esingakwenza ikufunda kunyawo akade lu ephezu kwalo. Ngisakudinga lami ukuthi kanti kuyini kahle, I haven't put my finger on it. Kodwa nxa kade sikhuluma no-Berita, she said to me, Kudom, let's release the book. He died at 66 and he had 67 albums. How incredible.
How is that?
Not seven songs. It's seven
albums. How is that even possible?
Albums. Like, you will ask, how is that even possible? But you can tell, this is someone who loved music more than loved food. This is someone who really loved music and did music with a passion and just followed. So, tinokwa namhlanje, sesifisa yenza ingoma eyodwa edumile ethibekezela, sesifuna ukuba ama-superstars. You know, sesifuna ukugijimisa i-success. But uMtukudzi wagijimisa u-music and success followed him. His consistency with his sound. Ngicabanga ukuthi singafunda lukhulu lapho. Okwesibili, singafunda ukuzehlisa, kuzwininiphisa, humility. Ngenxa yokuthi kuza sisakhatshana, noma singake sibe ungakhangeli ukuthi okokuqala umkanya uThomas Mafumo is under fire right now.
Uyizwile vele lokhu ndiliya what he said.
His attitude and what he said. But ungakhumbula ukuthi kudala wayevele phezulu kulo Mtukudzi kakhulu. You know, abomtukudzi bebephansi kuye, you understand. Kodwa ngenxa yokuzehlisa kwakhe ubaba uMtukudzi, he was buried like a hero, and he was a hero, and he got that send off. So ukuzehlisa. Bese ngisukwesithathu siye ku technical side. Ubaba uMtukudzi will give us technical advice. You know, ikakhulu to uSisiberita, umnawami ebese ngicela, because besihlala sikhuluma naye all the time. He will say, when you're making a song, the first 19 seconds of the song should already have made a point.
Before you even do us.
First 19 seconds of the song, you should have already made your point and made your hook. And so if you listen to his songs, they were very trivial. That, because I would say, vele beqala ukucula ngesikhathi seChimurenga, babedlulisa information to the regime by then. Now nalo umculo, and he even explained it, ukuthi they would hide a message deep within the proverbs. You know, so like Vuma.
That would explain a lot, because uyazi bengibuza bengixoxisana nabanye abantu bengibuza besithi, how is it even possible ukuthi uMtukudzi used to sing in Shona alone? Kodwa the message itself was so strong that you'd start loving it as a child, but as you grow older, you even love it even more.
Yes, without even understanding, okay, those were proverbs, this is what you were talking about. When I was actually driving to Botswana, Izolo, I decided to listen to his greatest hits alone. And I couldn't believe, ngoba khathesi sengikhulile sengiqala ukunanze to listen with that third ear. And he was really technically ke. And bele festival yakhe ePakarebai okuthiwa the solo festival, whereby ubesiba ama performers wonke would perform solo, no band, no backing vocalist, no, but solo. He encouraged that alone, because he would say to you, if someone comes and says, "Need 20,000 rand, I want to help you, Baba Mtukudzi," and Yena is worth 120, he wouldn't say no. He would say, "Take the 20,000 and give them a 20,000 rand performance." So he would rock up with his guitar.
Ah, that's smart. That's very smart.
Yeah. So he taught us that. Mina no perita. What's from Takuna Loko? In first of all, last year, about September, towards his birthday, Uvelo Perita, Evelo Zahara, and other local, you know, acts. Ushalu Katar Pela and solo instrumentation. Leon Tenam Ifunda Guringo, Asang Ifunda Guye. And right now, as I'm traveling alone, Hamba Nieton, Petit Katariam, I can give you a 3-hour show nonstop, just me and my guitar. And again, it gives you. You know, ukuthi are you really a musician or not? You know, because abanengi ama musician bavala ngemva kwama backing vocalist, lama keyboard, lama piano, kodwa nxa ume wedwa lapha, because izokwazini ukucula, which is why ingoma kaMtukudzi ethandwa kakhulu umhlaba wonke nguNeria, which it is alone.
Hi, Putami, thank you so much. We cannot have a show and not have Vegezela on the show when he talks about Impilo Ekathuku, because you are one of the people that stood out the most.
Bagitse kubonga mina kakhulu, ngithi liqhubekele phambili, bagitse lisixhasa futhi lisisupporta. Abantu abangene ku-social media at Bekezela Music, on Twitter naku-Instagram at Bekezela Music, on Facebook ngubekezela, that's the page. Unfortunately, my personal account is igcwele, uBekezela Nkomo, but you can follow, I think, Facebook, you have nika leyo option. Bese ngena ku-YouTube, bagitse ngiyabonga ukuthi iBekezela ku-YouTube usesifikile ku-1 million views.
I'm sure.
Yes. If video like senior novel akonapan, I'm sure it's selling about a few thousands, which is again like 1 million. But it's a bonga kulu support the paso. Yes, akunanga polibeli si me malisi invite alisi supporta. Is nyawo engena guzo. Kaso nyawo zilula. Because kababu mtukuzi, he did a lot. Nipela nje kunkulu nkulu kutang nisang pela o manja, because he did give me that pattern and I did feel it. Ngithi kuwe Big Mike, the Studio 7, sibonga kakhulu bakithi.
Hayi, sibonga wena Bekezela. Thank you so much. Have a good night, Pudom.
You too, too. Bye.
All right, Sibapo Muhle, you just heard from Bekezela, one of the young gentlemen who got the opportunity to work with Oliver Mtukudzi before he passed on. Now, I've got an in-studio guest, but before we go to our in-studio guest, let me show you guys a little snippet of all these young people. Abontanga came out in their masses and they were all expressing how they loved Thuku. One of them is a young gentleman, igama lakhe nguKelvin, great musician from Bulawayo. He released a tribute to Oliver Mtukudzi. Let's take a look.
Oh, daddy. What shall we do?
What shall we do?
What we can do is put our lighters in the air, but fear us keeping it cobo manja. We show we respect Moba. We lost the legend. Yeah, we'll see like again. We'll leave them shabba won't get, cause nobody can believe it. You're like an uncle, a father to all of us. When you came to be, you paved ways for all of us. But the thing is, when you were humble to all of us, that explains why there's so much grief in all of us. Born I'm on the veil, I'm a show now, I will not give a call. I'm a kalang, I'm a tongue, I will not give a call. I've been to do love, I'm a song, I'm a song, I'm a song. You were a symbol of unity, see a power. When me are late, why you start telling me? Why you start telling me? Why you start telling
me? Daddy, what shall we do?
What shall we do? Let's take a little Kalinga.
Kalila.
Kalila.
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna be able to fill your shoes. We can only follow but can never replace you. We thank you for all the music you gave us. The 66 albums like a Bible, you blessed us. You gave us hope, left us inspired forever. Now everybody in the industry now wanna do better. I mean like, I can't remain, touch your heart and your soul and trend around the world without a negative vibe on a song. Aish. I mean, that's something I really gotta inherit. Wanna live a similar legacy when I exit the planet. But I told you face to face, I looked up to you. Now you an angel in the sky, I still look up to. But
I remember everything you say to me and everything that you said about me. I value every picture we took. Rest in paradise.
Nangu Kelvin umfana ngosakhulayo, the king of Luveve hip hop, uthi rest in paradise Oliver Mthukudzi. So early on I promised you all, ngithe I we're going to have an in studio guest. I'm sure you guys have seen on some of our pages, she's had the opportunity of meeting Thuku herself twice, I believe. So let's go to her and hear what she has to say about the legacy Eka Baba Umoyi u Oliver Mthukudzi. Heather, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
So you've met him twice.
Yes.
Tell me about this great, great icon.
You know, the first time I met him, I was intimidated.
Why?
Because he's such a huge man, number one. He's tall and his voice was so big and his legacy, I was just, you know, nervous. But he put me right at ease and we sat up in a studio similar to this one here at VOA for about 30 minutes and he sang and talked to me all about his music and his life and it was just wonderful. He taught me a lot of things. And then I met him again about 1 year ago, I think the day of his death, I believe 1 year previous.
Oh man.
So yeah, and I was able to see him in his art center, Pakari, Pae Art Center in Norton. Which was very special.
Now, Thuku left so many different offsprings. We have the likes of Winky D, Ja Praiser, that all look at Thuku like this icon, this person that inspired them. Do you think they're walking in the right path towards creating a legacy of their own, one as big as Thuku's?
Well, it's hard to say right now, and I haven't met all of them, but I have met Ja Praiser and Blessing Chimanga, who's a Mbira player.
You also saw Andy Brown's daughter, Amara.
And Amara Brown. And I think all three of them are doing very well. I think they were touched by Thuku, and I think they take music seriously, and they take it personally, and they all respected him, and they respect traditions in various ways. You look at Ja's music videos, like the most recent one, I forgot the name of it, where he's up in the northern part somewhere. You know, and he's all this, you know, you have all this tradition in the music video. And his singing style is, it's poppy, but it's kind of got some roots to it. And Amara, you know, she's definitely pop, but she plays her Mbira and sings like she's out in the countryside somewhere. It's beautiful. And Blessing Chimanga is just burning up the world right now with his Mbira orchestra.
Interestingly, there's a comment that just came in that says, after 5 years, I remember you came to Zim. Is that correct? Was that 5 years?
Oh, no. That was just last year.
Okay. Adonis, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, I was just there last year for the first time.
Now, I guess the most important question is, are we ever going to have another Oliver Mthukudzi? Is that even possible?
No.
Why not?
He was one of a kind. Well, as we all are. But he had a way of staying true to himself the whole time. And I think that's why he was so prolific. And he always made such great music is because he just stayed honest and he stayed like a kid in some ways, you know, just always searching. I don't think he ever considered his age really. He told me in the last interview he was tired, but what could he do? He couldn't retire from himself. He can't stop doing what he's doing. So I think that's part of the reason why, you know, he was so brilliant.
Now, explain something to me. You're a musician. You're also a host of a show that focuses on music. Oliver Mthukudzi sang in Shona throughout the whole time. How is it possible that he managed to break barriers culturally? He managed to break barriers, racial, everyone singing in Shona. How is that possible? It's very rare.
Well, I don't know about the Shona part because I actually never was able to sing along to any of his songs.
You were singing to Tony with me just
last week. Well, yeah. Little phrases, bits and phrases. That's true. I think part of it is that he played acoustic guitar, which is an instrument that many around the world identify with. So he played the acoustic guitar in a way that Westerners could relate to. Mm-hmm. It was different, but also we could relate to it because of the instrument itself.
Mm-hmm.
And his melodies were also relatable.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics were not. I mean, we couldn't understand, but the melodies were catchy, and they were something that the ear could catch, even mm-hmm. though we couldn't catch all the lyrics. So I think there's that part to it. And it always had a very nice groove to it that was not too aggressive.
But smooth enough.
Smooth enough, but it also had this sort of Imbira-style
mm-hmm.
Syncopated rhythm in a way, but not too much. It just it was just a magical thing that connected to many people. I don't think there's a recipe for that, because mm-hmm. if there were, every
we'd
musician
would
be, yeah.
It would all be legends.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's insane. So tell me something. I guess if I were to give you an opportunity to define the legacy that he's left behind, what would you say it is? Because he was more than just a musician. He was a human rights activist. He was a goodwill ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
He was a philanthropist. The list goes on and on and on. Like we agreed last week, it's
yes.
next to impossible for you to be like, okay, Tuku is just this.
Right.
But what would you say his legacy is?
It's hard to pinpoint. Probably a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
One would be his guitar style. Tuku music, which he explained to me that first interview I had with him here about 5 years ago.
So he was correct. He said 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. No, but that was here in VOA.
Okay, okay.
He said that his guitar style he developed because he loved the Imbira so much that he wanted to play it, but he didn't have an Imbira in his hands. He had a guitar. So he adapted Imbira playing to the guitar, plus another traditional music genre from Zimbabwe called tsotsa.
Mm-hmm.
And he combined those two and made his own sound. So that sound is a legacy. It's something that, it's like a fela,
mm-hmm.
his Afrobeat.
Mm-hmm.
He invented that.
Mm-hmm.
And now his sons do it, others do
Everyone
it.
Is just,
but you know when you hear mm-hmm. Afrobeat.
Fela.
It's like that with tuku music.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a great guitarist. Guitars in the future can play his songs and even invent new songs, but use that guitar picking style.
Mm-hmm.
You can never have another voice like Tuku's, though.
Okay.
I hope it comes up, but his voice was just incredible, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But even when he spoke, it just filled the room. It was just the biggest voice I've ever heard
mm-hmm.
anyone speak. But still, I think his guitar style. Another thing about him was his music was bigger than himself. So he always used songs to convey a message about society
mm-hmm.
that he cared about.
Of course.
So his music was bigger than himself. And I think a lot of musicians don't do that. I think for them, a lot of it is all ego. It's about
mm-hmm.
me. But Tuku's legacy is that it wasn't about him at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say those two things.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's go to some Tuku music. And when we come back, we chop it up with Heather Maxwell. We look to take more callers. Alright, next song, Into Yam, Standwa Ngeyako, Ringo Mahlingozi, featuring Oliver Mtukudzi. Tell us what you think about the legacy of Babu Umui or Oliver Mtukudzi.
I'm
Biwa. See, I'm the next Tuku. I told you, I'm the next Tuku.
You think so?
Ngomega Tuku Ontanga Zibabo Mushe. That was Oliver Mtukudzi featuring Ringo Madlingosi. I always found it interesting how he able to cross borders by bringing in people from different tribes. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he sang with Ringo Madlingosi. That's Xhosa and Shona just slap bang.
Yes.
I remember growing up, I grew up in South Africa, and so it was interesting to have people play music. I remember the first time a friend of mine, was Xhosa, was playing this song, and I was like, that sounds like Shona.
Right.
And I was like, hold up. That's Oliver Mtukudzi. That is so interesting. Yeah. I guess before I let you go, Heather, my last question to you would be, looking at the legacy that Tuku had, what do you think young people, young up-and-coming artists, in actual fact, I'll just say young people in general, because mm-hmm. Tuku was more than just a musician. He helped a lot of people across the board. What do you think they should learn from his legacy?
I would say, I'm thinking back to the two times I spent time with him, and each time he said one similar thing, mm-hmm. which was... he felt that parents should not force their kids to try to become something in their lives that they aren't.
AKA doctors, lawyers, what the
list goes on. He seemed to have this message repeating throughout uh-huh. many of his songs. Mm-hmm. I think that was really important to him. And so I believe that that message, more than anything specifically musical, but that message that he often said through his music is an important thing and should be something of a legacy for, mm-hmm. for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans mm-hmm. should heed mm-hmm. that message that he so often sang. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're a musician, great. If you're a doctor, great. Mm-hmm. But just be yourself. And parents, let your kids
be themselves.
Be themselves. Mm-hmm.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
It was my
really,
pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Thank
and
you, Mike.
You just broke my heart because you told me that there's no other Tuku, but I hope we get another one.
There's no other Tuku, Mike, but we'll get some great ones. You know what? I'm really, really excited for Zimbabwe because they had Tuku. Mm-hmm. So musically...
we still have Thomas Mapfumo.
Yes, you do. And you have many others.
Save Mkanya.
And you have many more mm-hmm. and many others to come that are going to be wonderful.
All right, thank you so much, Heather. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle Limzwile u Heather Maxwell lapha u all chopping it up sikhuluma ngempilo eka moyi u Oliver Mtukudzi. Now, as we continue and we bring in other guests, let's chop it up and continue. I'm showing you all ukuthi abasakhulayo how were they appreciating impilo eka baba u Oliver Mtukudzi. We have another video loading up where two young people, one is Lorraine, another one is Victor, we're singing ingoma eka baba u Oliver Mtukudzi. Let's take a look. Now, Banta Basakula, Yobati, Usahore Moyo Canaria, Mariane Ue. Hi, Shagavu, rest in peace. Famba Zaganaga Samanyanga. Silashegelo likawe lang empela abantu uzulu uyamthakazelela bathakazela impilo kabuyi. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini yethu amathathu kulo Letitia Tarunga uthi hello. Hello Letitia, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. UPamela Khumalo uthi hello everyone, unjani Makhumalo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. UOnet Ngwenya uthi linjani mthwakazi omuhle, Onet siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Sibonu Letitia uphinde wake wa ube commenta lapha ekhulumisana lo Mugadza uthi absolutely Mugadza ngibona ngani ubevumelana lo mbono kaMugadza malana ngempilo kaThuku uphinde wathi I for one have been taken back to my childhood. My late father was a big fan after Thuku's passing. I came to realize how his music in the 80s was food for the soul. He was larger than life and yet so humble. Liyamuzwa. She's not the only one who's repeated the same thing. Lumzilo Heather Maxwell lie. Anga chinyatso wo vumao ne zuzuru kutawruwa na Letitia achita aiwa. Shakavu Thuku was really humble. Kodwa uThuku yena was someone who didn't just help abasakhulayo who were in music. Apparently he was also into comedy. He was also a funny guy. To tell us more about that, lo mandle nkosi mathe ecingweni. Mandle nkosi unjani putam?
Ngivani.
Ai shwi shwi mina ngishwi. Wena unjani?
Hayi amehlap kunjani kuna ngawo phula pelikhoni.
Hayi siyancenga amadola kodwa sisakhala silahlekelwe liqhawe.
Hey mdala wami kubuhlungu shemu.
Mm. So wena Mandla Nkosi, you've had the opportunity of meeting ubaba uMthukudzi. Wena you're a comedian. Eneng labantu just knew uThuku for music. Icomedy yona where did this come from?
You know, the first time I actually remember the first time I lo mdala uThuku, right? I was in Bulawayo during trade fair. It was a comedy show in Zagala, hotel. He actually came backstage in Hamba Lomfazi wakhe. And, hello?
Yebo.
Yangizwa?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa kuqhubekela phambili.
Like, I'm saying, the first time I met him, we are backstage, he took my artist. I saw how humble that guy was, how humble that man was. Oliver Mthuku was very humble. When we were swinging, he was the first performer, but he's here to watch stand-up comedy. That mm-hmm. was 2016. And then last year, I received a phone call straight from him himself, a city, a comedy club, a Norton, a try Uzun's comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the official opening, talked to him. Like, yeah, it was shocked. Oliver Mthuku was doing Kumara because he was humble. It's like, just be yourself if you're an artist. Avantu are the people who make you. So avantu and you need discipline in this. And one thing is ukuthi art is work as long as you love it. And you have to prove it avantu ukuthi into le you're good at it.
So
and comedy wise, such as thola ma bookings amahle kakhulu laphana Norton laphana space for free. And I just pray with you in the comedy club is still working. Because mm-hmm. he loves our jokes. That's interactive like a cool. He loves stand-up comedy. He took my picture on your phone. He took my picture at China. And he was saying, like, I want to be an upcoming artist. Look what we are, like, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing called an upcoming
artist. Yeah, Samuzo, I once heard him saying, there is no such thing as an upcoming artist. Everybody's an artist.
He was telling us practically how he started in music. It was so unbelievable, my brother, to one life.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, man, this one, I can imagine, I said, come on, Oliver, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, he was very, very humble, because that.
So, Mate, ngibona ngani isikhathi sesibalekile, kodwa let me just give you one more opportunity to tell us a little more about iLegacy yakhe within 2 minutes. What did you take from impilo ekababa Oliver Mthukudzi?
Oliver Mthukudzi lived his life. He was just himself. He was expressing himself through art. He was expressing interest in Zagala community, interest in Bonayo, and he made beautiful music, and mostly in vernacular. He took Zimbabwe out there. Look at Maria with the national anthem, nothing happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's something big. Like, it's the one thing that Oliver Mthuku taught me, like, it doesn't matter where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it. You can be successful, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And we're now, you're now an award-winning comedian. And you've won it.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice, good night, okay, whatever. I don't know what's the time there.
All right, chap, with us. Well, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard from Umandle Nkosi Mathe, and he's, I almost said upcoming, but you heard Mtukudzi said there is no such thing as upcoming artist. He's a comedian in Zimbabwe, and he was also blessed by the presence of Oliver Mtukudzi as he assisted. Now, we have 5 minutes left, but before we wrap up the program, let's go to one more song. Lapho sikhumbula ubaba Mtukudzi. Lai, ngibona ngani ingoma yethu uthi pano rwadza moyo. Oliver Mtukudzi featuring Winker D. Azish. Hey, when I kill, hey, ingomale, yes, yes, to me, and shang a parat, utipano, rwadza moyo, legelazo, manzo, shakari, zio ya, shakavu, achti vuma, vuma, we. What are 2 minutes left, eselweni ontanga, let's check out uti litini, emakasine, two. Si kona lapa ku VOA Studio 7 pana Agnes Charuma aruti watching you live in Indruku Durban. I want to know gamchira mchirongwa. Lita tsawa aruti watching from Pretoria ku South Africa. Londile sibanda aruti he was a humble dude to cool down to earth guy. Danny aruti uya ku Butterworth aruti tsawana na Agnes apa. Elvis mudiwa aruti watching from Eskotini ku Bulawayo kunjani Elvis. Craig Aruti Magadi watching from No Spirit. K Mukunda Aruti, one of my favorite songs. I think this song did very well. It connected two nations even more. Lapan Mbonangani, you were speaking about Ingoma Ega Ringo Matluingozi featuring Oliver Mtukudzi. As one Uti E Kasinle to Elevio Eshonavan, Aruti Chico, Chukuna, my Niko Aruti, hello brother, my Niko to Kamchiram Chirongwa, Cheruti Aruti watching from Botswana. Adonis Aruti, after 5 years, I remember you coming to Zimbabwe, Apanga Chitaura, and I hear the Maxwell, Gabriel Aruti, he was a good musician. It's only kuti azo kasika kufachetia. Ute wapangu suwamba tuku, why did you leave us? Sibonu Adonis upinde wati, bring Susan Oiso also from Kenya. She will tell you how great tuku was in Kenya and across the world. Hey, langa lezo ule muli ega babu Mtukudzi. Goto wena tuku, siti hamba gashi kawale makawe. Bamba izwaganaka msamanyanga. Go well, mshakavu. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much. Mungena kuhlelo. Olivalisa yenjabulo. Good night.